मुकुंदमाला स्तोत्र वर्स 32 पार्ट 4। त्रिभुवने संजीवनैकौषधम्। त्रिभुवन इज ऑल द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स, संजीवन इज दैट विच ब्रिंग्स बैक टू लाइफ, एक औषधम द वन मेडिसिन दैट ब्रिंग्स ऑल द थ्री वर्ल्ड्स बैक टू लाइफ। So certainly we may say that all the worlds are alive, but this aliveness and activity of the world is in the arena of death. It is in forgetfulness of Krishna and it is under the spell of time. The real life of the soul is in loving service to Krishna, and that loving service is invoked and activated by the desire to serve. So the holy name is the medicine that revives us spiritually, and not just us human beings, but all the three worlds it can revive spiritually. And how does it revive all the three worlds? By infusing within the hearts of those who chant the holy names the desire to serve Krishna. As long as we have the desire to enjoy separate from Krishna, we stay in the arena of death, forgetful of our real life, and as if we are mrita jivitaha, we are alive, like the living dead. We are living, but we are dead to our real life, and even in this false life, we are going to die very soon. But when we chant the holy name attentively, we experience Krishna's presence, Krishna's power, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's joyfulness. We get a glimpse of that by attentive chanting of the holy name. And that invokes within us the desire to love Krishna and to serve Krishna. And when that desire strengthens to that extent, it is almost like we wake up from the material life, which is like a dream, and we return to the reality of spiritual life in loving relationship with Krishna. So this life and all the activity that we are doing is like the activity in a dream. And the holy name is awakening us to the real life of love and relationship with Krishna. Now just the contact of the holy name with our consciousness is so satisfying, if we do it attentively and diligently, that it will invoke within us the desire to serve. But along with that, the very chanting of the holy names, our acharyas have explained, is a prayer for service. So when we are chanting the holy names, we are praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service. Now, what is required to be engaged in Krishna's service? Actually, Krishna is offering us so many services all around us. But what we lack, because of which we are unable to engage in Krishna's service, is that we have a deficit of the desire to serve, and we have a surfeit, excess of the desire to enjoy. So when we are praying to Krishna while chanting, please engage me in your service, that means effectively we are praying to Krishna, please give me the desire to serve you. I have some understanding that I should serve you based on the message that you have given, the teachings that your devotees and representatives have given. But that knowledge, that understanding has not transformed into a desire to serve. Please, my dear Lord, even if I'm chanting mechanically right now, transform this mechanical chanting into intentional, conscious expression of my desire to serve you. And Krishna will reciprocate with this desire and increase our desire to serve Krishna. So in this way, the holy name enables us to revive our real life in two ways. First is just by the contact with Krishna, the desire to serve Krishna increases. And by chanting in the mood of praying to Krishna for engaging us in his service, also brings the reward of Krishna blessing us with the increased desire for service. And this way the holy name ushers us back to our real life. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.